Have you ever been left out or missed something special? Maybe it was a party or a celebration that you couldn't attend. Can you think about that, how that felt? Were you disappointed, frustrated, sad that you missed out? Now picture this scenario. The disciples are hanging out together and they see Thomas. Hey, guess who showed up at the house today? Thomas says, well, I don't know. I give up. It was Jesus. What? No way. Yes, it was really him. And he showed us the wounds on his hands and his side. And then he breathed on us and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. But if you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. What a gift he gave us. It was so great to see him. And they went on and on and on excitedly. Now, cut to Thomas. Can you imagine how Thomas must have felt at that moment? All the questions that were running through his mind. What do you mean he came to see you? Why was I? Why didn't he wait till I came? Wouldn't you have been crushed? He might have said, I don't believe this. This must be some kind of joke. I'll believe it when I see it. And now for all time, Thomas is known as Doubting Thomas. If I referred to you as Doubting Thomas, how many would think it was a complimentary remark? Not too many, I don't think. In reality, Thomas is not shown to be any more of a doubter than the other disciples. In Luke, the disciples didn't believe Mary and the two others when they saw Jesus shortly after his death. In Mark, Jesus appears to them, but they are shocked, and they find it hard to believe him. As they stand there dumbfounded, Jesus asks them for something to eat, I think to prove that he was alive. And then we come to John's account, in which Thomas was not with the others when Jesus appeared. And where are they? Behind locked doors, because they're afraid to go out. They've already seen Jesus, and he filled them with the Holy Spirit, but they were still afraid to go beyond the safety of their room. To single Thomas out as a doubting one looks to be seriously unfair. He was one of those doubting 11, no worse than the rest of them, and possibly even a bit braver. Could there be a different reason that Jesus would appear to the disciples and leave one out? But we know that Jesus always has a motive for what he does. We learn later in the week, Jesus does appear again when Thomas is with them. And he says to Thomas, put your fingers here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe. Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me, yet believe. And here we are. We have that teaching moment, one of the most relevant this today. We have not seen Jesus in person. Some might have experienced a spiritual vision or felt Jesus' presence, but not in the flesh. Can any of us here honestly say that you would have believed the apostles when they said Jesus was alive? But what if this story is not about doubt, but faith? Isn't it really about the risen Christ and how he responds to our need and faith? Christ did not chastise Thomas. He gave him what he needed, a sign of confirmation that the past few years with Christ had not been in vain, and hope for the future that Christ is who he said he is and did what he told the disciples he would do. Jesus is far more interested in whether we trust than why. As Jesus said on his Sermon on the Mount, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. So if we have not seen Jesus face to face, put our hands in his wounds, why do we believe? No two people's journeys of faith are the same. Not all of us experience blinding flashes of light on the road to Damascus, like Paul. None of us touch the physical wound and hands of Jesus, like Thomas. But for each of us, Christ reached out to us in whatever way we needed to be reached out for us to believe and trust. Maybe it was the profound moment of a child's birth, or you met Christ in the words of a poignant hymn. Did Jesus surround you with love and support after the death of a loved one? Was it that time you sat on the water's edge, marveling at the beauty of the sun and the waves, and the birds dipping and diving in the wind? Could it be that at the darkest depths of depression, pain, hunger, or loneliness, Christ said to you, "Here I am. Touch my hands and my side. Know that I am real. Trust and believe." We have our personal experience of faith in the witness of others, those gone before us, and those who stand alongside us now. How will you be the light to others? What story of faith do you have in your heart? Are you brave enough to share it with someone in need? Remember, we are resurrection people and experienced God's love again and again. When we have life in his name, we can be an example to others. And borrowing some words from the second doxology we don't often say, may we who have met the risen Christ live his risen life and bring life to others. May we whom the Spirit lights bring light to the world. Amen.